Hi, I'm StoryCorps producer Jasmine Belcher, and welcome to this episode of the StoryCorps podcast. Today, we'll hear from Rick Bounds. He's a triathlete, but 6 years ago, Rick was diagnosed with a serious liver disease. His doctors told him if he didn't have an immediate kidney and liver transplant, he would die. But they found a match, and that's when Dorothy Biernack and her husband Marty entered his life.
I woke up my husband. I said, "You got to get up." He had a construction company. I said, "All your guys are going to be waiting for you." And then he stood up and he turned around and looked at me and said, "Baby, something doesn't feel right." He had a stroke. And by the time we got to the hospital, they said there's nothing else they can do for him. So one of the worst things I ever had to do was open up that door with his mother and our children looking at me for hope. And I had to tell them that there was no hope. Within minutes of finding out that he was going to pass away, we decided to donate his kidneys and the liver. So why was it so important for you to meet me as your donor family?
I was struggling with the fact that I was allowed to live and someone passed. And I wanted a picture of the person who had been taken and allowed me to live.
Were you surprised at how young I was when I walked in? Because a lot of times people expect a widow to be a little old lady walking in.
Yes. And it was hard for me because here I was sitting across from you eating dinner with, you know, literally parts of Marty in me allowing me to be able to do that. And I think what set me at ease was your smile, just like this morning when you got out of the car. You just have a real bright smile and it just allows people to relax. And then 3 days later, you decided to make the trip to go to the triathlon.
My daughter came with me, and we were waiting for you where?
At the finish line with the picture of Marty.
Big picture of Marty.
I remember going up and giving you a hug, and some woman took that shot of you and I hugging. And you don't see our face, but you see Marty's face peering out right at the camera.
That picture means a lot to me, too, because all you can see is the person that brought us together.
I visualize Marty as my angel.
Yeah, I feel like Marty still has a purpose to help you live your life and see your grandchildren. And I couldn't ask anybody nicer to be able to live with my husband helping you.
Thank you.
Rick Bounds speaking with his organ donor's wife, Dorothy Biernack, in Baltimore. You can see that photo from the triathlon finish at StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Jasmine Belcher. Thanks for listening. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.